This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pierre Maguire, NHL on NBC, In the Glass reporter, obviously an analyst of the game for a really, really long time. And Pierre joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Pierre, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend? Hope you're staying safe.
Excellent, Tiki. Really good to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise. What have you been doing in your stay-at-homeness? I mean, there's no hockey going on. How are you keeping busy?
I've been a husband. I've been a father. I've got a daughter that's a rower up at Dartmouth. So she's been on a break. So I'm training her at home. And I have a son who's eligible for the NHL draft this summer. So I've been training him as well. So I've been a dad more than anything else. It takes me back to when I was coaching in the National Hockey League many moons ago. But, you know, the biggest thing is just being able to be with my family has been huge for me, very, very large.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are that way. I didn't realize that your son was, like, good like that. Is he got a shot?
Yeah, I think he does, Tiki. I mean, he was rated – the NHL has a thing called Central Scouting, and probably a little bit like the National Football League, and it's an independent group. And at the midterm ranking, it was 139 for a prep school player from the United States. That's pretty good. And then in the final ranking, moved up to 105. Which was a pretty significant jump, especially, you know, again, for a prep school kid from Massachusetts. So, he's got a shot. He's getting bigger all the time, and he's trained his butt off, and he's excited. He's going to go play junior hockey in British Columbia in Canada next fall. But
nice.
As long as we got things going. But, yeah, no, we're excited for him. He's put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, good luck to him and to your daughter as well up at Dartmouth. I mean, great schools, great futures your kids have, it seems like. All right, let's get to the future of the NHL, Pierre. So it looks like, at least according to this this proposal, that there's going to be a 24-team conference-based playoff format for the NHL to get back up and running. First of all, is this the right way to come back, going right into the postseason, or did they need some ending closure to the regular season?
I don't think we can really have closure to the regular season, Tiki. It wouldn't work. Guys have been off for too long. You know, as a former professional athlete, how hard it is to get yourself into game shape, let alone, competitive shape, mentally and physically. So I think the most prudent thing for the league to do was to, you know, call an end to the regular season. And the one thing I can tell you about Commissioner Bettman and Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly, they're fantastic problem solvers. I've known them since they've been in the league. And, I've been in the league over 30 years now. So I can just tell you, I've seen a lot of people come and go. But the one thing that the NHL is very good at is solving problems. And this is obviously a huge problem athletically for us. And I think this is probably the best solution to have two pods where 12 teams would go into one pod, 12 would go into another. The top four seeds on each side would play a three-game round robin, so that would get them up to competitive speed. And then the lower-seeded teams, so you've got 5 would play 12, 6 would play 11, 7 would play 10, and 8 would play 9. They would play a 3 out of 5, and they would play those higher-seeded teams later on once they moved in. Or pass their first-round opponent. So I really do think it's probably the best way to do it. The one thing, though, Tiki, I'd ask you from a football perspective, but I can tell you from a hockey perspective, it's going to take 3.5 weeks minimum to get these guys up to speed if they're going to have a training camp.
I'm going to get back to that in a second. Pierre Maguire, NHL on NBC, In the Glass reporter. And you bring that up, and it's so pertinent and important point. Because I'm thinking about this. This happened in the National Football League, and you spent the entire offseason getting yourself physically ready. You got beat up for, let's say, 6 weeks, and all of a sudden you take a three-month break or a 2.5-month break. There's no way you physically are going to get back to the point that you were before you left. Maybe you might feel a little bit healthy, but there's so much attrition that's going to happen. Hockey is also a physical sport like this. How are the, like, what effect is this going to have on, you know, some of these, especially some of the older players that are, you know, it's a disjointed, like, break. You know what I mean? Like if it's a regular break, you know how to handle it. If it's a disjointed one, you don't really know what you're doing. How's this going to affect them?
Well, first of all, I think that's really well said, especially coming from you and all the battles you had to go through to make yourself an everyday NFL player. The one thing, though, I would tell you is that it's going to have an effect on older players, because one of the key things, you can train as hard as you want. You can ride a bike. You can run. You can do squats. You can do bench press. You can do all the things you want to do. There's nothing that can mimic what skating is. It's just a different kind of conditioning.
Yep.
And none of these guys have been able to get on the ice unless they went back to Sweden, where the Swedes never shut down. And a lot of there's 15% of our league that's over in Europe right now. They're skating over there, which is good. That gives them a bit of an advantage. But for older players, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
For younger players, as long as they stayed in shape, it won't be as difficult. But you talked about the physical pounding and the attrition. Absolutely agree 100%. And that's why I say it's going to take at least 3.5 weeks to get these guys up to speed where they can go into a playoff intense environment, which is something that I think the league's expecting.
Is there a worry? You mentioned, let me follow on this. Is there a worry that some of these guys that are overseas now, one, are going to have trouble coming back, but then two, like, expose themselves unnecessarily? You know what I mean?
Totally know what you mean. Absolutely. And again, that's what I love about Commissioner Bettman's message to the fans in particular, because without fans, we have nothing as a league. And our fans are critically important to the well-being of our league, because we are a gate-driven league, unlike a lot of the other major sports leagues that get a lot more TV money than we get. We're a gate-driven league, and so the fans are important. But again, Commissioner Bettman said it perfectly well the other day. Our number one priority is for the well-being of our players, in terms of health and welfare, and he's spot on. And I talk to guys in Canada all the time. I talk to guys over in Europe. I talk to players that are living in Boston, coaches from around the National Hockey League. Yeah, they're concerned too.
They are concerned.
And how could you not be?
You have to be. I mean, this is a crazy moment. We have no idea what really to expect. And now you're starting to read reports that the death toll is underreported because suspicious deaths aren't counted. Pierre McGuire is talking to us right now, NHL on NBC in the Glass Reporter. You know, you mentioned Governor Gary Bettman. And I got to tell you, are people like beating down his door, meaning other commissioners? Because he's handling this the right way. You see the NBA throwing out, you know, proposal after proposal after proposal after proposal. You see Major League Baseball, I mean, they're fighting. I mean, nobody trusts Rob Manfred right now. But here you have Gary Bettman, who quietly comes to a resolution, seemingly comes to a resolution, and throws it on us, and it's like, it's going to happen. You know, he's handling this as good as any commissioner right now, other than Roger Goodell, who actually obviously doesn't have to really deal with it yet.
Right. The one thing that I would say that's been really important through this whole process for the National Hockey League has been the level of discussion led by Commissioner Bettman and Donald Fehr, the head of the NHL Players Association. They've been in constant contact right from the start of this, and the level of communication has probably been the most positive that I've witnessed in over my 30 years between the National Hockey League and the Players Association, which usually has a very acrimonious relationship, but it's a lot better now. And I think part of it is the players need the league needs the players, so we're all in this together. I really believe that, and for the first time in a long time, you know how everybody says, oh, the players want to be partners with the owners, and the owners want to be partners with the players? Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, not always.
Yeah.
But now they both know they can't get along without one another, and I think that's led to some unbelievable conversation. Great spirit of cooperation, and because of that, Kerry Bettman could put together this plan that he unveiled the other day, and I thought it was a really appropriate plan. I really did.
Yeah. Now, do you think, because there's been some speculation in the NBA because of the layoff, that teams that should have had the advantage are going to lose the advantage, like the Lakers or the Clippers? What about the Bruins or the Lightning, who have, you know, they're far and ahead, you know, the best teams in hockey right now? Is there an advantage that's going to be lost because of the delay, but then also because of the format, which is different than what they're obviously used to?
Yeah, what a good question. I think the format's going to be a bit different, especially for those top four seeds, which the Bruins are one of them, Tampa's one of them, because if those play-in games for them in terms of seeding aren't really robust and difficult, they're not going to be as battle-tested as those lower seeded teams that are playing a 3 out of 5 series that's going to be for life or death, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, and it matters right now because they haven't played in so long.
Correct. Correct. 100%. And you know that from when training camp starts in football to when the first game starts, the first official game, there's a big pace increase, I would imagine.
Yep.
It's the same thing, obviously, in hockey. So that's going to be the biggest thing to see, Tiki, is that the teams that are going to be the most battle hardened. The one thing I'd say in defense of the Bruins, they are so star-studded. They're big at the right positions. They're skilled at the right positions. They're brilliant in terms of how they operate. Their coaching staff's outstanding, one of the best, if not the best, in the league. So the Bruins, I think, are going to be okay with that. Tampa's got a lot of question marks only because of what happened to them last year when they got swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets with a 1 seed going down to an 8 seed. So they've got that mental hurdle they got to get over, Tiki. It's not going to be easy for them.
Hey, Pierre, don't forget that two years ago or 3 seasons ago, UVA was a 1-16 loss. And then the next year, they won the whole thing in college basketball.
How did I know you were going to bring a UVA?
I have to. I mean, you bring it up. You bring up 1-8. I got to bring up 1-16, right? It is how it is. Hey, Pierre, stay safe. Stay sane, obviously. Good luck to your kids, both of them, in all their endeavors. It's always great to hear from you and chat with you. Give us so much good information about what's going on in the National Hockey League. And I can't wait for it to get back up and see you back out there on the glass. Appreciate you, Pierre.
Thanks so much, TK. Really enjoyed visiting with you. Thanks a lot. And stay safe, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.